You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mike Fisher will join us from the Dulce Vita Tequila Beach House. Did you check out his Facebook Live video tour on this thing yesterday?
I did, and I got upset because I want to be on the beach at the Dulce Vita Beach House.
It's on the beach.
I know. Oh, it's you know, 100 yards away, but it's there.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this.
Man, there's all these outdoor, you know, setups there. It's not just one.
Is that a wraparound second floor porch?
Man.
How did he get that? I bet you he stole the nice bedroom, too.
Oh, I guarantee. I was like, you didn't fly out. I talked to Mike yesterday. I'm like, you didn't fly out with G-Bag? And he's like, no. I guarantee, like, Mike pulled a choppy, changed his own flight in order to get there first so he can hog up the good room.
Never changed my flight.
Yeah, you just change your seat on every flight.
Yeah, I don't want to sit in the back and, like, you know, the,
no, but
the back
pretend,
of the plane.
Then you pretend like you didn't change it. Then you pretend like, oh, the airline just, I guess they just saw RJ Choppy. They figured I needed a first class seat or I needed a seat up in the front. Sorry, guys. I know you're back
well,
in the 30s,
I've,
but I don't
I've
know.
I've never gotten
I don't know
a
what
first
happened.
Class seat. I will pay extra. I will admit this. I will pay extra for those more legroom seats in coach. And I don't complain. I have no problems telling you that. Sorry. That extra 6 inches is worth the $50.
Save that. Our training camp coverage brought to you in part by Albertsons. And I just want Fish to buy enough food this time rather than be the Hamburglar again this year, like has happened on past trips. You know, walking on downstairs in his little robe and
that he stole.
And he's stealing my food, stealing stuff out of the fridge.
He doesn't go grocery shopping. He expects us to go grocery shopping and then just takes our food.
Yeah. I wonder how much G-Bag will shop.
At none.
Now, no one sticks it to the company more than this young man across from me.
Oh, I'll stick it to the company. They provide the means to get like, fed.
Roy takes a separate carry-on bag, an empty one.
Stop.
To put his Cosmic Brownies in for the way back.
Yeah. Like, they would never last on the plague, Sean. Not the Cosmic Brownies. They'd melt
by just to stick like the venom and the bitterness going up and down those aisles. I love following him. For the 3 hours that it takes to shop.
It's a forever
I'm
shopping
going separate
experience.
This time.
You
I'm going
are.
In my own car.
Yes, you're correct. You are going separate this time.
You did good last time.
But Roy will go, and it's guaranteed who's spending the most money at the grocery store. That's going to be Roy.
Every year. He's the Cal Ripken of that.
Even though Sean and I will buy all these steaks and chicken and fish, yet Roy still somehow spends more money. Because he shops as if
the snacks, man.
I buy group things.
But he shops like
if you're 11.
He's like, ooh, I've got to have these. Just in the off chance I might have one.
Oh no, I have them all.
Yeah,
there's no question about that.
But like for the week, we probably shouldn't get into too much. Although the bosses do look at the receipts. But G-Bag and Ben and Skin, it's not even close. We'll eat out the most. Even though we go out the most.
Mm-hmm.
So we will sit there and cook and eat in the house, and then it'll be those guys with nothing in the fridge, right?
That's true.
They're scared.
They'll just turn in their golf round receipts.
I wonder how many times in, like, let's just say 3 years, Ben and Skin have cooked inside one of the houses when we go on the road. And, yes, that is the deal. Through Albertsons, we get the groceries, we set it up. And we have some dinners and lunches and stuff, but I wonder how often many meals?
No. Ben and Skin have never cooked in the house. No, never. They've never cooked in the house. G-Bag, Bassick, I think, would.
Dawson will.
For sure.
Yeah.
Kavanaugh, absolutely not.
No.
Kavanaugh might now. Kavanaugh might.
Oh, yeah,
he's
now
been on
he
a big
might.
Cooking kick. They got a grill out there. I think we'll see at least one showing on social media of Kavanaugh cooking something.
Jeff!
Let's see. Fish, absolutely not, never cooks.
Yeah.
Ted will.
But he enjoys when we do.
Yes. Ted will heat up his Stouffer's.
Have you ever seen Fish cook for the group?
No.
Ooh, good question.
Not a chance. He's never cooked for the group. He'll eat our food. K and C, they bring a deep fryer. They just throw anything in there they can get their hands on.
Oh, my gosh. And when Spittle goes out there, he cooks for everyone.
Absolutely. Now, he's never been out there while we're out there, but apparently he cooks all gluten-free.
Yeah.
He cooks a good meal.
Well, we have to be the golden children for that. We all know that's at nighttime. So the nighttime gets the VIP treatment.
They do.
The VIP service.
They do.
Is Spittle still in town?
Still in town.
Oh, he's here, right?
Yeah. He's been back for like 2 weeks.
I know.
He's been back like 2 weeks.
Very much here.
Rangers ticket giveaway along with a Rugi bobblehead coming up here momentarily on the home of the Rangers. So on Saturday, Ben asked whoever could make it to go out to his charity event at Light Farms for his neighbor, Bruce, who's going through some medical issues. Ben Rogers is the mayor. It's insane. The gathering, the amount of people, the production of this event, the auction items that they had out there, Steph Curry signed stuff, James Harden signed stuff, all first class. No one can do it better than Ben. So that was not a surprise.
Actually, my wife wanted me to drive out there just to bid on something. Derek Holland was giving out pitching lessons.
Oh.
You could rent Derek Holland to pitch, and she's like, Hunter needs help.
Oh, yeah.
He needs help with this slider. I'm like, where are you going to find that money?
You would have been a memorabilia heaven. You love all this stuff. Jordan Spieth signed baseball. That, to me, was like the most
Jordan
affordable.
Jordan Spieth signed baseball?
Yeah.
That's cool.
No sense. It's really cool. You've never, you would think that he would not. It'd be like Cal Ripken signing a football.
Dak Prescott signing a hockey puck.
Right. It makes no sense, right? Yeah.
So, it was not surprising that Ben and the Light Farms community helped this cause with a tremendous turnout. What was surprising was one of the musical acts that I had no idea existed. Kevin Turner is the front man for a band with no name.
It's Cake Matthews Spree.
They don't have a name, but I see KT and he's like, yeah, I'm here for the sound check. I'm like, what are you, like, hooking up the speakers? Are you the engineer here? And he goes, no. Do you see these jeans I'm wearing? And I'm like, yeah, it's freaking hot out here. You're going to melt. And he's like, no, the front man for a band can never wear shorts.
Why not?
That's what he told me. And Troy, I mean, has anyone else heard this?
AC/DC guy's the only one I know, and
he's
he does it as a whole
man.
Bit.
That's the guitar
Angus
player.
Yeah. So, like, you bought your guitar, and you love, you know, but you love shorts, so you can never be a frontman.
I won't ever wear pants.
Right.
I will not wear pants unless it dips below 60 degrees.
KT, with a straight face, he goes, yeah, it's well known. A frontman for a band never wears shorts.
All right, I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, Troy?
I can't really think of any frontman that has worn shorts. Like, I'm really trying to think of one.
Why can't you do it? And then KT and his bandmates get up there in front of all these people and start performing.
We hope you enjoy your stay. It's good to have you with us, even if it's just for the day. We hope you enjoyed your stay. Outside the sun is shining, seems like tomorrow is far away.
Now,
what an obscure killer song.
Yeah.
Exelude from Sam's Town.
Hey, do me a favor. Go look at Skin's Twitter page and check out the playlist and see what you think of it.
All right.
I have it on my Facebook page. I Facebook Lived it. What Kev did was very smart. It's what the great head coaches do. You know, you change your offense to fit your personnel. You don't force something that's not there. KT cannot sing. He's pretty bad.
No, that was awful. That was Mariah Carey with the sound check.
So what he decided background. To do is kind of talk, sing things, mm-hmm. make a joke of it, make a light of it. You know, he wasn't trying to be Adele out there. He wasn't trying to sit there and do something he's not mm-hmm. capable of. He changed the band offense to fit his style, which is not singing well.
Not singing. That's okay. It's very Neil Diamond, and there's other talk singers, famous talk singers out there. I'm looking this up on the shorts, by the way.
It was entertaining, though. What else you seen on that playlist?
Boy, this is a weird playlist. Yeah.
It's Kevin.
Okay, so
KT.
Let's see. He has Hey Ya from Outkast. I'm just going through the songs. Hey Ya in Bloom Nirvana.
He kind of rewrote some of the song lyrics for the different songs,
how
too.
How would he talk sing Hey Ya? Hey, y'all. I mean, how do you do that?
I don't know.
Can't talk sing that song.
Let's see. In Bloom, Let 'em In. Let 'em In. Is that Paul McCartney and Wings? Shout.
Despacito tease.
Despacito tease.
Despacito was on the sound check.
Let's see. Crazy. I don't know if that's Seal or not. A Roses, another Outkast. Float On. Of course, you got to throw some
Modest Mouse
in there. And then, oh, God. Did he do Ignition? Yeah. Like R. Kelly.
Oh, really?
R. Kelly. Yeah.
Well.
It was impressive.
Uncomfortable.
It's the ill-timed remix.
Ill-timed.
Everyone, I'm going to tie you down with this song.
Hey, bring your kids close to the stage for this one. It's R. Kelly next.
Whoa. Whoa.
Hit the button.
Is that uncomfortable?
By the way, shout out to Orr Moyle and Ben Baby, who were also a part of that trio that was so musically inclined.
Yeah.
And the trio you'll see at the Grammys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.